Mike Williams Sr. is the chief of Akiak Native Community. He says tribes began working to form a regional tribal government about 40 years ago.
And that was probably before you were even born.
It was before I was born. But in the past decade, the endeavor has gained momentum. In 2013, tribes passed a resolution at the annual Association of Village Council Presidents Convention to form one. And then 5 years later, about 10 YK Delta tribes came together to form a constitutional government called the Nunavut Alaska Provisional Government, which meets in Bethel annually. Williams is president, and he says it's expensive to send someone to Bethel, and so the number of tribes participating is small.
Because many of the people don't have any travel capacity to come into Bethel and to participate in all of these meetings because of the travel costs that are associated with that.
But in a letter sent to tribes in February, the Tulista Corporation said it would pay for 56 tribal delegates to come to Anchorage and vote on forming a regional government. Williams is on board.
And that's why we are very excited in developing that democracy that we have been lacking here in the region for a long time.
That vote was supposed to happen in May, but has been postponed indefinitely due to the coronavirus pandemic. In that same letter, Tulista says it has identified a source of possible funding, the proposed Donlin Gold Mine, which could be one of the biggest in the world if completed. Tulista owns the mineral rights. The letter says the mine could bring in $10 million per year for the government. Tulista spokesperson Tom Leonard says that Donlin Gold could potentially make payments in lieu of taxes, or PILT. That's basically a federal tax to local governments. Williams says it's similar to the tax structure with the Red Dog Mine in the Northwest Arctic Borough.
We've seen what happened in Northwest Arctic in the Nana region when the Red Dog Mine came, and they organized Northwest Arctic Borough. And they organized in a way to capture that revenue that may be coming to them.
With the money, Williams says the proposed government could create a tribal court system, jobs, and a public safety program to fill the gaps in rural law enforcement. But it brings up a bigger question of tribal sovereignty. Tulista says tribes have requested the corporation's support in this endeavor, and Tulista will respect tribes' right to self-determination. Tulista says so far, a quarter of the 56 tribes in the region say they'll vote on whether or not to form the regional government. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.